I can offer you a fantastic deal if you sign up for a membership now, urged Gloria, an account executive at Perfect Fit Sports Club. Sitting behind a desk in her office, she gave her customer a patronizing smile. I'm only here to register for the 3-month trial membership, Marla Shore explained. Crossing her legs, she surveyed the girl's svelte figure, coiffed hairdo, and flawless makeup.
You'd look better in a layered cut, she thought, with the critical eye of an expert beautician.
How can you turn this down? Don't you want to save money? Gloria persisted. Normally, our contract runs for 3 years with an initiation fee of $299. But if you join today, I'll give you a $100 discount off that price. It's a real bargain with the $40 monthly fee. Just what I want to do with my money. Tie it up in another monthly payment for 3 years.
Marla wondered how often Gloria worked out, or if she even bothered. Heaven forbid the girl should break a manicured fingernail on one of the exercise machines. Not that Marla was so familiar with the gleaming metal devices.
Owner of Cut and Dye Salon, her main form of exercise was to take her poodle, Spooks, for his daily stroll. She felt as out of place in a fitness club as a white hair on a brunette.
I'm just interested in the free trial. Is there someone who will show me around so I can get started?
Gloria pursed her lips.
As a member, you'd receive a tour by a personal trainer. Otherwise, you'll be on your own, she sniffed. I might add that people who come in for the free trial period never sign up for membership.
Why is that? Because you're so rude?
I don't buy anything unless I try it out first, Marla snapped.
If you pay the full initiation fee at the end of the month, you'll be sorry you didn't join today. I'll even throw in a coupon for a free massage if you sign up now.
Don't you understand the word no?
The girl's face closed like a clamshell.
People like you never come back after the free offer is over.
Opening her desk, she pulled out a form and scribbled her signature.
Here's your trial membership card.
Grasping her bag, Marla stalked out. This place would never get her award for courtesy to customers. She began her self-guided tour in the lobby, which held the front desk, a juice bar, and a comfortable lounge with leather armchairs. A glass partition walled off the wet section with its whirlpool and aquatics area. Offices and massage suites branched from the opposite side, where a staircase led to an upper level.
Now you've gone and done it, she thought, glancing around in bewilderment. Coming here had been a gross mistake.
She could feel it in her bones as surely as the January chill that penetrated through the green-tinted windows facing the parking lot.
Schmuck, you should never have let Tally talk you into this.
It's your fault for gaining weight over the holidays.
Her best friend couldn't make it tonight, so Marla had decided to get oriented by herself. Then, when she met Tally here on Sunday, at least she'd already know her way around.
Is it always so quiet on Friday evenings?
She asked the receptionist, a ponytailed brunette focused on a computer.
The girl glanced up, her jaw working a piece of gum.
Oh, no, honey. Everyone's at the competition over at Dana's gym. I guess you weren't interested in the prize, huh?
What's that?
A date with Mr. World Muscle Man.
You're right. I'm not interested.
Where can I get changed?
I came here directly from work, but packed a bag earlier.
Pointing a finger, the girl said, walk through the wet area, and you'll come to the locker room.
Her gaze surveyed Marla's denim jumper dress.
Are you new here, honey?
Yeah, how could you tell?
A grin split the girl's face.
You have that lost look about you. Don't worry, you'll learn your way around soon enough. My name is Sharon if you need anything. By the way, I love your hair. Is that your natural color? It's so shiny.
Yes, it is.
Marla patted her chestnut hair, curled inward at chin length. Even though her 35th birthday approached, she didn't have any gray hairs yet. Considering her age, maybe getting in shape wasn't such a bad idea.
I'm a hairstylist. Stop in at my salon, and I'll give you a discount as a first-timer, she said, handing the girl a business card.